bear hugs. That's what he gives bears. It's time for the most interesting man in the world, Fish Talk with the Duck.
That's right, kiddies. It's time for a little Fish Talk. Our in-house fish expert. He is the fishing editor for Outdoor Canada Magazine and an award-winning columnist, may I add. Member of the Canadian Fishing Hall of Fame as well. Just an all-around nice guy. Judge of fine wines, for sure. I have to put that in there. I know that for a fact. But he's now been outdone by somebody. I'm talking about the Doc. Doc, somebody might have unseated you from your position.
I'm shocked. Now, who might that be, Ange?
Diane Whelan, an award-winning Canadian filmmaker on a five-year trek, 24,000 kilometers across Canada and beyond.
Unbelievable.
I can't get my head around it, Gordy.
No.
I can't get my head around it. How does something like that work?
I don't know, but I heard her say she wanted you to tell her how to catch walleyes.
And we're going to do that right now because she's still listening. So get in, jump on board, buddy.
It couldn't have been a better question, Ange. I'm looking out the window. The sun is shining, and we're just starting that early pre-summer peak. Yeah. And I was out the other day, and I hate to say this, but it only happens, Ange, for about 10 days every year at this time. You can go anywhere right now, throw anything, and catch them. It's not about presentation. It's just getting out there. They are just going crazy.
What's making them do this? Why you say 10 days? So obviously this is a well-documented period. What is forcing these fish to be this active?
You know what I think? I think it's the fact that they spawn in early May. The season opens, you know, second, third weekend, depending on geography. And they've just gone through a pretty rigorous ordeal of egg laying, and the water's still cold. They go through about a 2-3 week period of recuperation. And every year, right about this time, we get the first string of super hot, warm, sunny, calm weather. And it's that kind of step over period, that transition, when you say, you know what, it's no longer spring. It really is the start of summer. And that's what we seem to be in right now. And they just say, time to hit the buffet table.
Is it temperature driven? Is it light driven? Is it like what drives it?
I think it's all of those things, Ange, but I really do think the water temperature, I really do think it is mostly temperature related. It's like when they say to themselves, spring's over, summer's beginning. You know, in summer, walleyes eat 5% of their body weight every day. And their most active, their optimal temperature is mid to high 60 degree water temperatures. And that's exactly what it is right now. So we get, it's the perfect storm of conditions for walleyes to start binge feeding. And it's almost like I was out the other day, and I'll be honest, I was fishing smallmouth on a point, pre-spawn smallies coming in, starting to move back. Five casts, 5 20-inch walleyes, and you just don't know where they're going to show up. And I'm throwing a jerk bait, and they're ripping the jerk bait out of my hand, and that's always the signal. When you get those warm, sunny, calm, humid days, and I hate to say this, but it really doesn't matter whether you're throwing a jerk bait or not. If you're pitching a jig, throwing a crankbait, slip bobbering, everything works, and this is the time to go out and do it.
And just as quickly as it came, it will go away.
Just like that. That's the downside.
That's the downside. It's like this program, Gordy. You know, just as quickly as we call you, we have to go away. I want folks to check out some recent blogs you put up. The one that I found absolutely fascinating, and people need to read it, tips for fishing with umbrella rigs. I think this is going to be a very hot subject. How to safely hold big fish is another important product that they should inform themselves on, because that's really incredibly important. The more and more people get out fishing, catching big fish, the more important that we handle them properly and put them back in the water. Where can these two blogs be viewed and read?
OutdoorCanada.ca, and on that, on the big fish, Ange, I watched, sure wasn't your show, I know you and Peter are way better than this, I watched two guys up in the Northwest Territories tailing 20, 25 pound lake, grabbing them by the tail and yanking them in. I had to turn it off, it was so disgusting.
Oh, all right, Gordy, thank you, my friend. As usual, have yourself a wonderful weekend, stay safe.
You too, Ange, happy fishing.
All right, man. Gord Peiser, the doc with Outdoor Canada Magazine. Check him out, outdoorcanada.ca. He blogs for Ontario Tourism. He's on fishingcanada.com. You want to get a little closer to home, go to fishingcanada.com and check it out. It's under My Outdoor Life on fishingcanada.com. You'll see Gord Peiser, all of his wonderful stories and blogs. That are it. We made it, Michael.
With panache.
With panache.
I say so myself.
On my foolscap. I made all the notes. So on behalf of the entire Outdoor Journal team, Michael Mooring, Derek Brandeo, and Sarah Pollock, I'm Angelo Viola saying have a great weekend, folks. Stay safe. We'll talk to you next Saturday.